In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday, the 9th of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Some vocabulary to begin this week of congressional hearings into nominees for President-elect Trump's cabinet. Vet. It's a verb. To vet. To, according to Merriam-Webster, evaluate for possible approval or acceptance, as in vet the candidates for a position. This is going to be a slammed week in political America. President Obama's farewell address tomorrow. President-elect Trump has promised to hold his first press conference since July on Wednesday, and eight, count them, eight confirmation hearings in the Senate of the United States. And that returns us to the word of the day. Remember to vet, something the Office of Government Ethics says it has not yet been able to do. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
The Office of Government Ethics raised the alarm last week in a letter to Senate Democrats, saying it was still missing important financial disclosure forms from some of Trump's cabinet nominees and hadn't had time to complete its review of others. So what's in these forms anyway?
Well, it's a list of your assets and income, so the more you've got, the longer it's going to take.
Richard Painter is a law professor at the University of Minnesota. He was the chief White House ethics lawyer for George W. Bush and had to fill out similar disclosure forms.
I was able to do it in an afternoon. Someone like Hank Paulson, who came to the Treasury Department from being the chairman of Goldman Sachs, it took a team of lawyers about 2 weeks to do it for him.
By the way, the cost to prepare those documents is on the nominee, and there are quite a few people with very large and complicated financial holdings lined up for Trump's cabinet. Usually, the ethics office works with nominees on a plan to either sell off holdings or recuse themselves if the need arises. Larry Noble is general counsel at the Campaign Legal Center. He says confirmed cabinet officials could be fined or criminally prosecuted if a conflict comes up later.
Beyond that, conflicts of interest could lead to challenges to all sorts of government decisions. If they involve themselves in government decisions where there's a conflict, that decision could be subject to a lawsuit. People affected by that decision could challenge it.
Republican leaders in the Senate say they'll give careful consideration to each of the nominees, and the Trump campaign has said the vetting process is going just fine. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.